previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Oh man, what a classic, Coolio, Gangster's Paradise, right on Algoa FM Breakfast this Monday morning. As mentioned earlier, we at Wilderness Ebon Flow Rest Camp. Lee and I, we drove in last night to a wonderful reception. Great rooms, fantastic atmosphere. And we're doing the show from here, and joining us this morning is the General Manager for the Garden Route, is the Acting Regional General Manager for the Garden Route National Parks, Mr. Victor Makuna. Welcome to Algoa FM once again.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having us.
The last time we chatted, we were at Storms River. That's the last outside broadcast we had.
That's correct.
And the name lived up to it, the Storms River.
And it was still load shedding during that time. Thankfully, we're now on, what are we, Wayne, 190 days without load shedding?
I've stopped counting. We have power, guys. We have power.
That's all that matters.
Victor, firstly, thanks for the hospitality and for hosting us here last night and today. But just getting straight into it, what comprises the Garden Route National Park? So which are the sections and where are they?
Well, the Garden Route National Park actually comprises the most beautiful national parks in the country. It's Tsitsikamma in the Eastern Cape,
yeah,
Knysna and Wilderness, both in the Western Cape. So the national, I mean, this park starts in the Western Cape and ends in the Western Cape.
Okay. And what is SA National Parks Week, and when are the dates? I know Lee touched on it briefly earlier, but just to reiterate again.
Well, the dates, they start today.
Yeah.
Some national parks will end on the 15th, including the Garden Route National Park, so which is Sunday. Mm. So, but others will end on Friday the 13th. But Garden Route National Park will extend all the way up to Sunday. So all the way up to Sunday, it will be South African National Parks Week. But you know what South African National Parks Week is? You know our country's history where conservation as well as national parks that were always very exclusive. So South African National Park in 2006 took a decision to say people need to know their national parks. Mm. National parks need to be open to the people. People, especially those people that live closer to the national parks, all South Africans.
Right in our background.
Absolutely. Yeah. So they need to get to know their national parks. So since 2006, we've always been opening gates for the whole week in September, different dates, just to allow the people to get to know their national parks. Come and connect with nature. Come and reconnect also with your natural heritage within the national parks.
That's a background. I mean, backyard.
So, I mean, essentially, Victor, it really is, meant to cultivate a sense of pride in South Africans. And like you say, in our natural heritage, and really just to kind of, I suppose, preserve it, really, to educate around the preservation of our national park system. So it's open to South Africans. What are some of the activities that you've prepared for visitors during National Parks Week?
You know, just to add to the background that you just provided now, how do you conserve or look after something that you don't have access?
Exactly.
So create access and let the people be the ones that are reconnected to nature so that they can be the ones to be able to look after it. But let me talk about the activities as you asked. You know, the Eastern Cape combined with the Western Cape is actually known to be the adventure capital of South Africa. So you've got quite a number of activities that you do. So for free, as you're coming into the national parks for National Parks Week, you will be able to do all the walking trails in the park for free. There are bed hides in the park. Come and enjoy the hundreds of species of birds that we have.
Listen to them in the background.
Garden Route. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. This morning I was just outside, just looking at the sunset and listening to the birds in the estuary. Absolutely beautiful.
And Wayne in the PE studio thought that we were making it up.
Really? Come here and experience that. But also remember, in the ebb and flow area, so there's also kayaking that takes place here in this beautiful river.
Mm.
And they actually offer a 25% discount just for the people who will be coming through.
Mm.
But it's absolutely amazing. You know, all the way up to Tsitsikamma National Park, you've got a number of other activities. You can never, compare the walking trails in Knysna. Absolutely beautiful.
Exquisite,
you know, walking up those beautiful mountains along the coast and looking down on the estuaries, it's absolutely magnificent. But going all the way down to Tsitsikamma, obviously, you can enjoy the trails there. You can walk the bridge. In fact, if you like, go and jump the bungee bridge.
You can't count on Charlton to do that. He said he would never bungee jump. Both of us.
A lot of adrenaline junkies want to do that. Yeah. Victor, just another one. Obviously, we're speaking about South Africans taking advantage of this. What should South Africans bring along in order to gain free access?
you know what South Africans should
do these activities, sorry.
It's just their ID and themselves, and they don't have to bring in any money for them to for entrance. Bring your money, obviously, for parks that have got restaurants and so on, and other activities that are done by our concessionaires, because those will not be free. But there are many other activities that you can enjoy. But in terms of entrance, just bring your ID, and that's all we need.
I think we just need to clarify that the it's free entrance to day visitors. Obviously, your accommodation and your food and refreshments and so on, you'll take care of as a visitor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this is strictly for South Africans, because as I said, remember earlier on, that we are exposing the South Africans to the national parks that belong to them. These national parks belong to them.
Yeah.
We are just the custodians of South African national parks.
Enjoy it, folk. It is our cultural and natural heritage. And if you want to find out more, you can hop onto their website, sandparks.org. You can go and check out which parks you can be visiting. I know it's running, like you said, Victor, 9th to the 13th. And then there are some parks with extended dates, the 14th and the 15th. It is fantastic. It's a beautiful, beautiful family outing. Take the kids along and enjoy your country.
It is South African National Parks Week. It starts today. We are live at Wilderness Ebb and Flow Rest Camp along the Garden Route, the Garden Route National Park. And we were joined on the show by Acting Regional General Manager for the Garden Route National Park, Mr. Victor Makuna. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Great stuff.
And enjoy South Parks Week.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.